This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam
Cook. So welcome here to another awesome interview. I'm super pumped about this interview. Today we have Leonie Freeman here in the studio. Leonie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, super excited to be here, Sam, to join you in the studio today.
Thank you. Leonie, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do, because you come from New Zealand and you've come here to Sydney, so thank you for that. So who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, well, I'm an Auckland-based speaker, author and business entrepreneur. And I get really, really excited and passionate about businesses and helping business owners and entrepreneurs take their business to an entirely different level.
Yeah, great. Hey, tell us a little bit more about, you know, where it all started for you, being passionate about business.
Yeah, I've always loved business, I think even as a kid. But when I grew up, I probably went through that traditional thing that many of us do, where my father used to say, Leonie, we want you to go to school, go to university and get a job, and then you're safe and secure. And so it was a real, I did that. And I enjoyed it and did some fascinating jobs. But there was like, for me, there was something missing, and I knew there was something more I wanted to do. And when I came back from my overseas experience, where I'd spent a couple of years, you know, doing the usual Aussie and Kiwi thing, bumming around the world, I thought, right, I'm so used to having no money, this is going to be my time to give it a go.
That's right.
And so I started working for myself, consulting in property and in business. And I had this amazing opportunity at that time, back over now 20 years ago, when I was the person responsible for launching New Zealand's first major commercial website, which is now called realestate.co.nz. And it was amazingly exciting.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Yeah. It was just so disruptive, and it absolutely transformed the real estate industry.
So tell me something. How do you bring something into the marketplace that is so brand new that really in most cases, and a lot of people would experience this, that you have some old people that think, nah, it's a waste of time, and there's a lot of business people out there that are trying to get something into the marketplace, but everyone says it's a dumb idea or it won't work or whatever. So how did you get through that and what did you do?
With great difficulty, I might add. Because sometimes you look at these business things and you think, oh, whoever's just launched this, it must have been easy, you know, or they followed some logical progression. It was really, really tough. But I realised that the biggest challenge with that journey is actually with yourself. Because there's a whole lot of stories that you fill your brain with. Like at the time, I remember, geez, I'm really young. I don't come from a business family. Maybe I'm wrong. What happens if this fails? You know, everybody else was saying, oh, Leonie, you're absolutely crazy. But what I found was there was a couple of really, really important things. And the first was about feeding my brain. And so every day, how I started the day was so critical.
Oh, wait, what do you mean by feeding your brain? What does that mean?
It was like getting yourself in the right headspace. So it's about the language you use. So I used to meditate and I'd read positive things. And one of the things I used to read every single day was a quote by Sir Edmund Hillary. Now, Sir Edmund Hillary is a famous New Zealander. You know, he was the first man to climb Mount Everest. And he has this quote, which is, it's not the mountain we conquer, it's ourselves. And when you realise that, it helps you understand that it's more about the journey. So I used to feed my mind with positive things.
That's great.
And then the second thing was that I realised was so important when you're trying to do something disruptive was to get a few core people around you that actually believed as passionately as you did about what you were trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Because then it helps you manage all the crazies out there that didn't believe it. And honestly, the number of real estate agents that used to say to me, Leonie, nobody's ever going to buy property this way.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine doing it any other way today?
Mm.
You know, because back 20 years ago, you used to go through screeds and screeds and screeds of newspapers and property magazines, and none of it was in order.
Mm.
And it was really, really difficult. You know, the thought of going online and saying, right, I want to buy a property in this area between this price range, and it comes up with a list, was totally new.
Mm.
So it is really, really challenging. And I think particularly when you're younger too, you look at all these people who are saying, no, you're crazy. You know, we don't want to support this. We don't want to go down that direction. The key is inside. You just got to keep going and keep going and keep going. And in that particular case, it took over 9 months for them, you know, me sort of continually knocking on doors saying, hey guys, this is where the industry's going. We got to go here. We got to go here until they finally said yes.
Leonie, that's extraordinary. And I love those two things that you gave us there around feeding your mind and then hanging around with people that believe in what you believe, because sometimes that's all it takes.
Yep.
3 to 4 people around you.
Absolutely.
That proximity around you. And, you know, that's great advice, really, for any business person out there.
Yes.
Is there a third, or pretty much so? That's all you need, guys. They're the two ingredients to business success.
And then I think it comes to the actual business thing, and that's what I've spent some time developing since that time, which I call my Good to Go program, which is about 5 key steps to actually create a business asset rather than just create a job.
All right, so you told us 5. Now I need the 5.
Now I need
and by the
5.
Way, if I was you guys, I'd be writing this down if you had.
Yeah, so, I agree. Write these down. The 5 are, starts with purpose, because it's all about the why. You've got to know why you're doing it.
Great.
Why in the bottom of your gut you're going to get up every day and do whatever business venture you're doing.
Awesome.
The second one is plan, okay? Because you've got to know how to get there. So you've got your purpose and you know where you're trying to go. The second point is plan.
This makes sense, yeah.
Third one is people, because you need great people around you to achieve what you're trying to achieve.
You absolutely
And build great teams. And I love building great teams. Yeah. I'm passionate about it. The fourth one is about processes and procedures. And for me, in the next business I had, which was a property management one, we were all about basically McDonaldizing property management so you can replicate and scale your business.
Most business people think that's the boring bit.
Yeah,
but
I know, they
do. It's
the
most important, isn't it?
It is, because that's how you create value. And that's the thing that most people don't realize.
That's right.
They think it's all about them. And they often business owners can become their own worst enemy because they become their own bottleneck for growth.
Yep.
Once you realize that you create business value, it's not about you. It's not about you.
Replicate yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's the fifth?
The fifth P is performance. So that's all about making sure you execute and deliver and achieve the vision that you started with. And that's so exciting. And I say to anyone that you can do it, because there are so many business people and entrepreneurs who are working extremely hard in their businesses and are really committed, but their dream has turned into a bit of a nightmare and they end up stuck in a bit like a mouse on a treadmill. And I just want to say to people, there is a way out to that.
Yeah.
Where you can actually create a business with value, create a business that at some point in the future you can sell, and build a business with amazing teams, because that is the impact that you can have on society.
Leonie, you're so passionate about this and I really love the practical application of this. And you know, if you, in all reality, as you say, when you grab this, you're good to go.
Yes.
Is that right?
Absolutely good to go.
Yeah.
Good to go.
So what do you now, what do you now do?
So now I'm wanting to share the story through keynote speaking and also running workshops for large organisations, just to basically give the message to people that they too can do this. You know, get past those limiting beliefs and the stories that people tell themselves, and say, either if it's you want to start a business, you can follow the good to go process. If you already own a business and you're not quite getting what you want, follow the good to go process and you will be amazed at the progress and success you can achieve.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, Leonie, I did read somewhere that you've also had a past life and other various ventures.
Yes.
What was that?
So after I did the website, I then decided to look for another business opportunity. And it was ready to implement my Good to Go program.
Yeah.
So I looked at a whole lot of different business ventures. And again, that's quite challenging for people because, you know, I spent over 6 months, I looked at over 30 different business opportunities until I found the one. And so that can be quite hard, because day after day, you look at them and you work through it all and you think, I'm never going to find something. So I ended up buying this largely residential, very small property management company in Auckland. But it was your classic business model.
Traditional.
And so I'd realised there was such an opportunity to transform this by using technology and doing it in a completely different way. And over the next 7 years, I built this amazing team of people who also believed in my vision. We grew the company exponentially. And then someone came along and offered us a whole lot of money, which it was a fantastic day. So I decided to sell.
and that's why we do business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Leonie, again, I really wanted to acknowledge you for your passion and enthusiasm to really transform the new generation of entrepreneurs and business people come through, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
What do you do to recharge yourself? What do you do to fill your tank?
Yeah, well, so for me, I do a number of things. I mean, obviously, I'm from New Zealand, so time out in the great outdoors with friends and family is fantastic. I'm actually a boxer, so I go to the gym and I box. And
you're a boxer.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. You so don't mess with me. but I love
in business and also in the ring.
Yeah, exactly. But I do like it. It keeps me fit and something that, you know, you can take your frustration out on either somebody or a bag. And I've also got a couple of nephews who I love spending time with and doing all those really cool kid things because I realise sometimes I'm the biggest kid around.
Hey, Leonie, thank you so much for coming here to all the way from Auckland through to Sydney. I really appreciate you coming into the studio. But before you go, at the end of all of our interviews, we have this challenge, and it's called the 10 Questions in 60 Seconds Challenge. Leonie, do you accept the challenge?
Absolutely, Sam.
Hey, I love it. All right. Your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Purple.
Favourite food?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Oh, salmon.
I love salmon. Yeah. Tasmanian Atlantic salmon, no?
New Zealand.
Of course. Favourite celebrity?
Mother Teresa.
Oh, yeah. I worked out the other day that my grandfather worked with Mother Teresa.
Is that right? Awesome. Yeah.
Favourite actor?
Morgan Freeman. Same surname. Hey.
Of course. He's actually your uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
Favourite professional speaker?
Oh, Sam, it would have to be you, but if it wasn't you, Tony Robbins.
Yes, yeah, Tony's awesome. Yeah. Favourite book?
Brené Brown's Daring Greatly.
Yeah.
Tara Moore Playing Big. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I have to have two, sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Can't follow the rules, I'm a Kiwi.
Favourite movie?
Harry Potter, the whole series.
Really?
Yeah, loved it.
Love it. Favourite city?
Auckland.
Auckland.
Where else?
Of course, naturally. Favourite city? Sorry, should I say favourite drink?
Water.
Water, yep. Love it. Favourite pizza topping?
Not a big pizza person, but baked beans.
I don't think I've ever had baked beans on a pizza. That is awesome. And Leonie, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I'd have to be a kiwi bird. Because it just shows I'm such a passionate New Zealander.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please be jazzed together for Leonie. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show. We'll see you again next episode.